This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 150 people missing, 11 others known dead. But the search for anyone who may still be alive is continuing in Surfside, Florida, after that condo building collapsed last week. Our Jackie Quinn says there were warnings the building had problems.
An engineering firm had warned 3 years ago there were major flaws in the structure of the Champlain Tower South, and millions of dollars in renovations would be needed. But records show at a November 2018 meeting of the condo board, a Surfside building official said the structure was, quote, in very good shape. The mayor of Surfside says a review is underway, while several residents have already filed lawsuits. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Portland, Oregon broke its all-time heat record on Saturday when the temperature hit 108 degrees. Then it broke it again on Sunday with 112 degrees. The National Weather Service's Samantha Borth is in sweaty Seattle.
We broke our all-time records yesterday for much of the area, including SeaTac Airport, which ended up reaching 108 degrees.
Forecasters are calling this brutal heat wave in the Pacific Northwest historic, dangerous, and a sign of things to come as climate change affects weather patterns. Home prices soared in April, up nearly 15% from the year before. Many Americans have been looking for more living space since the pandemic kicked in. It was the heart of American military power in Afghanistan. Now, in just a few days, the last U.S. soldiers will leave Bagram Air Base, a symbol of the U.S. drive to avenge the 9/11 attacks. Police in Oregon have identified the body of a 2-year-old found in 1963. Hidden under blankets, tied with wire, and weighed down by iron. His name was Stevie Crawford. How he died, still a mystery. This is AP News. World representatives are meeting overseas. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
Ministers of the G20 group of nations have arrived in the UNESCO World Heritage city of Matera, southern Italy. With the pandemic providing painful lessons on how interconnected the world is, ministers from nations accounting for more than half of the world's population are meeting to explore how to better cooperate, including on vaccines and climate change efforts. Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio, who has opened the gathering, cites both as areas where it's imperative that countries pull together, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken built on the vaccine urgency issue in his opening remarks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow and the S&P opened up this morning. The Nasdaq opened down. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on landscaping projects at Menards. Transform your outdoor living space with easy, no-cut block projects. From fire pits and grill stations to planters and fountains. We offer hundreds of free project plans that are easy to build with no block cutting required. Check out our huge selection of concrete landscaping block at Menards. And view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.